This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I'm sure most of you know this story. So she was getting tired and her hand was like, shows the marks of cleaning and cooking and baking. So she went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I need help. I'm done. I can't do this. Can't do this anymore. Right? She had children. Who are her children? Sayyidina al-Hasan and al-Husayn. Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah. They are the masters of the youth of Jannah. She is the master of the woman and they are the master. What is that? What family is that? Right? And her husband was given Jannah, one of the 10. SubhanAllah, what a lineage is this? Now, look how Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam responded. Many, many lessons. But let's get the story and then we'll get the lessons. Now this is the part of him. Didn't we say? She's part of him. What did he say? What did he teach her? Say what? SubhanAllah. He said, say this 33 times. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar 34 times before you go to bed and things will be easy. What is the lessons you learn? Again, apply it to your life these days. We all busy, we have so many things to do, we get overwhelmed, so she's not the only one. She went to her father, and this is in Medina, and the father is the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And couldn't he call anybody and says, just go once a week, help her. Can he do that? Will you rush to help? Why didn't he do it? What is he teaching her? And this is when somebody asked, I think yesterday, how do we teach our children Qalb al-Saleem, right? Here you go. What was the lesson that he did not send the helper to her? Or he said, I'll come and help you. Don't worry, I'll talk to Ali and Sayyidina Ali will help you. Rely on Allah. But more important, definitely rely on Allah. What is he saying to her when he said, SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. No one will make things easy except number one. Number two, few words. It all doesn't take less 2 minutes or 3 minutes. These are the adhkar we do after salah. This is the adhkar we do before we go to bed, right? You all know that. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. 33 times and the 34th time you say Allahu Akbar. What is he teaching her? And this is the lesson for everybody. Myself, number one. When you need something, the first thing you do is what? Turn to him. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him. Ask him, even if you have all the means in the world. Alhamdulillah, he did, he could. But he taught her that no one will make your life easy. No one will help you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else he's reminding her? Remember yesterday, Qalb al-Saleem, what did we say? One of the signs of Al-Qalb al-Saleem was what? He's always the person who has, she or he, the sound heart. They always, their heart is in constant, what? Dhikr, remember? Remembrance of Allah. What did he teach her? Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before you ask anybody, turn to him. And even if she is the most beloved person to you, he didn't say, it's okay, you know what? But I love her, I can't see her, I can't see her hand like this, let me just go and help her. No, what you teach outside, you teach inside. What you teach the people who are not related to you, you teach the people that is closest to you. What is also the famous statement he said? When he said, Wallahi, if Fatima bint Muhammad saraqat, laqata'tu yadaha. You know this. When they say, when they came to him and one of the elite of Medina was accused of stealing. And this is after the ruling of cutting the hand. And they said, we have to cut his hand. And then this is a dignitary. So they came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe he will change his mind because this is this person, that person. What did he say? If it was Fatima, the most beloved, the piece of me. But he didn't. He said, Wallahi, لو فاطمة بنت محمد سرقت لقطعت يدها. If it was Fatima, will steal, I'll cut her hand. Justice. You treat everybody the same. You teach everybody the same. Not because she's my daughter, I love her, or this is my son-in-law, this is whatever, I will need them in the future. So, no. So what he teaches people, he teaches in his house. And he practices it, alayhi salatu wasalam. SubhanAllah.